4 ULP, Kilo Oscar, 4 Uniform Lion Papa, and monitoring.
GSX mobile.
4 ULP. How are you, Jay?
Hunter down, heading back home.
Headed back home from?
In Georgia, headed back to Charlotte.
It'd be a pretty good drive.
Good drive. So, we're doing okay now. It's late enough. Traffic's not as bad. But we're just trying to make it to the house.
Be there before not too long. As you can hit the repeater, you're probably not too far away.
Just came through Greenville, I guess, exit 56, 85, northbound.
I really understood was Greenville. I have no idea what exit 52 and, I don't really do well with knowing where roads are unless if I drive with my family with them a lot.
USL. Yeah, I'm just, I guess I'm coming up on Pelham now, but we're making pretty good time just trying to get to the house. Left about 3:30 this morning.
On the road a while.
That's what I do. I go from Greensboro, North Carolina to Doraville, Georgia, and had to go down and do a job today. And contractor got there late. We just finished up a little while ago, and now we're heading home.
So what do you do for a living?
Text for ID. I'm a pipeliner.
So what kind of pipes? Like for water, gas, or what?
Petroleum products from Baton Rouge, Louisiana to Maryland.
That's a lot of pipeline.
Well, yeah, it's pretty good size.
So, you like to charge, like, maintaining, like, all those pipes?
Yeah, I do. It's called cathodic protection. And we utilize DC current to protect the pipeline.
Interesting. So, you kind of use electricity to help the pipeline. That sounds like it'd be an interesting job.
It's a very good job. It's something different every day, and it's a really in-demand job, and there's not a lot of people that do it.
I've never heard of the job before, so, do you enjoy it?
I've been all over the world. I've gone places I never would have gone, and figured out some problems that were really complex. It's pretty rewarding when you solve a problem.
Looks like that'd be fun, a fun job. I enjoy like tinkering around a little bit in a way, trying to fix things. I don't know how successful I am, but I try sometimes.
Every time you make a mistake or fail, it's an opportunity to learn.
Very true.
Well, I enjoyed the QSO. I'm going to jump out here and get me some fuel, and thanks for coming back to me. Have a good evening. 73 KO4 GSX and KO4 UMP.
KO4 ULP. And I hope you have a good rest of and hope you have safe travels back to your house.
73G, KM4 GSX. I'm going to step out for a minute, and I'll be back in a little while. Thank you.
QLP, and I'll be clear.
KV4, CPA Mobile.
ULP, Kilo Oscar, 4 Uniform Lion Papa, and monitoring.
Lieutenant Christopher, KP4 CPA. Alexander.
got it correct there. By the way, I want to see if I have you my logbook. What is your name?
David.
Oh, you're the guy that plays tennis, correct?
Yeah, I'm, I guess I'm one of them. Yeah, I just finished 3 hours of tennis. So I'm wore out, and I'm ready to sit down on the couch for a while.
Just to verify, you're headed home from tennis and not Georgia.
I'm coming from the tennis court, headed to the house.
So I was just talking to a guy about maybe a little over 5 minutes ago, and he was headed back from Georgia. And your voice sounded kind of familiar, so I thought I got him again, but okay. So you're headed home from tennis, and you're also the one that drives the Mustang, correct?
So you must be talking about Patrick.
I believe it was Patrick that was headed home from Georgia.
Well, I must be mixed up then. Let's see. I don't know. I can't remember. Yeah, Patrick, I think he drives a Matco truck. Sorry about that, Patrick, if you're listening.
A Mack tool truck. Yeah. So, if I'm right, you're the one that drives the Mustang.
That's correct. I'm getting a cold air intake for it for Christmas, so it's supposedly they claim that it'll add 15 more horsepower.
That's interesting. What color is it?
I think it's a real deep, dark blue color.
Because I rode by our house, Nicholas, my brother, saw a Mustang, and he said it looked like a greenish. I think I saw it come out of the corner of my eye look more of a blackish, and he said he saw antenna on it. But definitely, I don't think it was blue, so, you know, it could have just been a regular radio antenna.
And you generally won't see mine because it's in the garage, and we keep the door shut. Mine's, it's got a little, metallic, flake in it, too. It's kind of subtle, but it's there.
So, yeah, we saw it, driving down, our road right next to our house. In fact, we were, perched up in a tree that we, climbed because, that's a good view of the neighborhood.
So, and, do you live in Cleveland, South Carolina, is that correct?
Travelers Rest, South Carolina.
So you're not quite that far north. Oh my goodness, I'm on the road where the train is stopped. He's been stopped here all day. I don't know how they can do that, but they've got several roads blocked. That's the only thing about living over here in Taylor's is you, sometimes, you know, you run into a train, but this one is just stopped, and I don't know what the deal is, but, I wish they'd move it, but it's been there all day.
Tracks cross the road?
What's your question?
Tracks cross the road.
Several roads blocked off over here, and you know, it just makes things inconvenient for traffic.
Did you have to take a detour around it?
Wade Hampton Boulevard, the railroad has two bridges, and because of the track split, and they have to manage the bridges. They're responsible for them. the DOT works that out with them. But anyway, I can remember a bridge that was condemned. It was a wooden bridge on, what's the name of that street? I can't even think of the name of it now. And they had to close the street, and it was closed for about a year, I think, because the railroad wouldn't build a new bridge.
It's inconvenient to people who drive to work every day that way.
It's a nice cut through from 291 to North Main, and in fact, I think there's two bridges there, if I'm not mistaken, or it's one long bridge. I can't remember, but I can remember driving over it, you know, when it was an old wooden bridge, and it was getting pretty rickety. And I guess, you know, they inspected, and I guess it got inspected and failed, and the railroad just took their sweet time. But it's a concrete bridge now, so it ought to last a while.
Concrete should last longer.
I'm pulling in the garage, Alexander, so I'm going to sign off with you and go in the house and plop down on the couch. Oh, me. I am wore out. Anyway, I hope you have a good evening, and it's good to talk to you. And enjoy the rest of your evening. Good to talk to you tonight. 73 is, I'll stick around for your final KB4CBA.
Thanks, David, and have a good rest of your day, and enjoy the rest. KO4ULP, and I'll be clear. KLP, actually, I'll be monitoring if another station wants to jump in.